time yet again for a weekly checkup with Dr. Colleen from MediClinic. Colleen, today we talk about something that we don't like to talk about because it's something that that's probably one of the worst things you can imagine in your life, chronic pain.
Yes.
It's very often things like backs,
yes,
knees, you know, where people had played a lot of sport when they were younger,
yes,
and later on it starts catching up with you. What can you do about chronic pain? Because it's not something that you can really leave untreated.
Yes, no,
but what
for
are
sure.
the options?
There's actually, fortunately, a multitude of options that don't only entail, oh, you know, I have to take this medication, this strong medication, you know, for the rest of my life. So that's the good news. I think it's also just important to recognize how under-recognized it is and the impact that it has on the people who are suffering with chronic pain.
Sorry, if we could just interrupt there. What would you classify as chronic pain? This is something that's with you all the time?
Yes. Yes,
and so, to the extent that it influences your daily functioning,
essentially, yeah. So it's there is an official definition which it regards a time frame really, where it's been going on for more than 2 weeks, in some definitions more than 6 months, in other definitions, and then it does also depend on the etiology. So what is the cause of it? So there can be things like, for example, like you mentioned, osteoarthritis. So that's omen sicta in the knees, where the cartilage has basically worn away over time. That there is something that can be done about that in terms of a joint replacement, in terms of, you know, more sort of aggressive surgical approach.
But what they mean with that is, if left untreated, you will be in pain for the rest of your life.
Yes, you definitely will. Yeah, it's not going to get better, that's for sure. Yeah, and whilst there are things which you can do to modify the pain, that sort of situation is not going to get better.
Yeah. And in that case, something even as extreme as surgery, a hip replacement or something, sometimes that is the option, even though that's a huge step to take, especially for an older person.
Yes.
But at least the prospect is that the chronic pain will disappear.
Yes, and we have many, many patients like that where they've essentially received their life back, so to speak, because they are now pain-free and they are able to do things which they were not able to do, you know, weeks or months prior to that. So that is one thing which has more sort of like a definitive sort of treatment. Then you'll have other conditions where there isn't anything which we can do. And one of the classes or categories of that is nerve pain. We call it neuropathic pain. And that can be associated with things like diabetes and also previous nerve injuries. So somebody who's had a stroke, for example, somebody who's had Guillain-Barré syndrome in the past. So it's essentially where the nerve is sending a signal to your brain constantly saying that there's a problem and that it's inflamed or under attack, but there might not be a problem anymore.
So there's no inflammation to fight to get rid
anymore.
Of the signal.
Yeah.
Wow.
And the nerve pain is a very specific type of pain. It actually is worse at nighttime, and it's also described as a severe burning or like a crawling, not an itch, but more like something's underneath your skin.
I had pins and needles in the affected area, but only for about 2 weeks or so. And then it also went away because people said, that might be the rest of your life. Hang on a second, this won't be good.
Yeah, it's very distracting, actually. And this is one of the things about chronic pain. It wears you down emotionally as well because it's just always there.
You wake up in the morning and it's with you immediately.
Yes.
There's no
reprieve.
From it,
Yes. Which is why it really is important to approach it holistically and from all the angles that are possible. So there are number of things which can be done in terms of like therapy modalities. So seeing a physiotherapist, you might not think that would be an obvious thing to do, but there are lots of things that the physiotherapists can help with, as well as occupational therapists. There are also things where they can assist you to find a way around this pain, so to speak. And then I'd say also the psychological support is also necessary. And then in terms of modalities of treatment, there are pain medications which can be taken. There are also pain medications which can be taken on a permanent and long term basis with little side effects.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah.
People worry about kidneys normally, a lot of medication, liver, because those are the filters.
Yes, exactly. Those are the filters. Yeah. So paracetamol primarily is filtered through the liver, like a lot of medications, but it can have an effect on the liver. And the class of drugs called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory inflammatories in which diclofenac, ibuprofen fall, they can have an effect on kidneys as well as the lining of your stomach.
So that's not a long-term
It can
use.
Be. You it can needs be, to be monitored, yeah, in the right patient.
Choice. Just a question. How much of chronic pain, I know it's the story about the frog, that if you throw a frog into hot water, it'll jump out immediately. But put it in cold water, you can literally boil it alive without it even realizing the water's getting hot. I think a lot of people out there are slowly but surely, as you get older, often it has to do with age. And then one day you suddenly realize, it's like my back has been hurting for so long.
Yes.
Until you actually realize there's a problem. Very often it might have gotten worse, I would imagine.
Yes. And of course, the problem with that is if you are taking pain medications, which are really indicated for acute short-term pain, and you are taking them over a long period of time, you don't have a diagnosis. So it could be something like the disc between your vertebrae has forbroken. It's gone. It's not there anymore.
Completely, there's nothing left there, right?
Or it could be something like cancer that's spread to your bones already. So it's not wise just to have this chronic pain and just keep taking medication for it on a daily basis. You do need to be worked up to make sure that we know what's causing it. Is there a definitive treatment in terms of something like surgery? And then also, what is the state? Do you have comorbidities? Are there other things going on as well? So how are your kidneys looking? What medications would we be able to utilize? Because there are options, and Namibia does have pain doctors as well, doctors who specialize in pain, and that would be a good person to go and see in terms of what are the options available to you.
But normally the first stop would be a GP, right?
Yes, for sure.
Have a look-see. They might be able to detect what's going on. Obviously, if you fell down and, or you tripped or something and are a week or 10 days down the line, it should be feeling better.
Yes.
I mean, just kind of a trust your gut thing.
Yes.
And then if it doesn't get better, right, now something needs to be done.
Yes.
Talk to your GP.
Yes.
And then from then on, they will then refer you, given on what they find, to where you need to then go.
Yeah, and this is also, I'd say, something for men who are becoming older. I know that they often don't want they'd rather not know, because they're almost intimidated by what it might be and what the implications of that might be. So then they would just generally avoid going to see the doctor at all. Yeah. But the earlier something is detected, the more likely it is to be able to be managed and managed well. If it's left to languish, then usually you have very limited treatment options.
Especially if you talk about things like cancer, for example. I know of people who have something was wrong, they left it until finally it was diagnosed as stage 3 or stage 4.
Yeah.
If it had just been diagnosed earlier, there are many cases where it's completely treatable.
Yes, yes,
and
curable.
But you need to get it early, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. So, but that's also a guy thing. As you know, no, I'm tough. My back is a bit sore. But, hey, I'm getting old. It's supposed to hurt.
I
played rugby when I was in school, and now my knees, But, it's one of those things. I think people just need to be a little bit more aware, be introspective, aware of what's going on with your body. If something is not right, there's a reason. Your body's telling you there's something not right here. Yes, not everybody has medical aid, but there are other options as well.
Yes.
But if you do have it, use it. Use it for the right reasons. Get out there and help yourself. I mean, that's why you pay large amounts of money for medical. We're lucky in the sense that we do have great medical facilities and great specialists here,
like
just GPs generally.
Yes.
We are very high medical standard, and it's always good to know that if something goes wrong, there are people here, but you need to go. You need to take the step. They're not going to go next to you, right? Is that a general thing that you guys find that maybe, I don't know if it's age-related, but people just tend to not, I'll save my medical aid for end of the year because maybe something happens then. So they don't go on a visit, they don't go and check it out.
Yes.
And then they kind of hold back.
We do definitely get patients like that. We also get patients on the other side who maybe feel like, they're entitled to use these benefits, and then they feel like they must go, to the doctor for anything.
Or they finish it before the end of the year. Then, of course, you sit with another problem.
Yes, that is another problem. So I think you do have to exercise wisdom in that resource. It is there to be utilized for when it is needed. So that's the and also a mindset maybe to have is if there is a problem, if you treat it sooner, it's probably going to be less expensive for the medical aid in the long run than having to treat a much bigger problem with much more expensive surgery or medication or longer term follow-ups.
Yeah. All right. Last word on chronic pain. Your first suggestion is go and see a GP. Let them first see where you are.
Yes.
And then obviously whether it's then a chiropractor or whatever the story, if it's bone and so on. But just take the first step. That's kind of the most important, right?
Yes, yeah, it is the most important.
And the sort of cutoff point, would you say, after how long, if you've got pain in one spot and it's not getting better?
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks? Yes, anything more than that? Especially things like back and
forth. Yeah, especially in the context of not having had an injury. Yes.
Yes. Mm. So if something pops up that way, you've just, pulled a muscle or something, that's one thing, but surely after 2 weeks,
it will be much better, Yeah.
Right, there we go. The voice of Colleen, of course, Dr. Colleen. She's from MediClinic. We'll have another one of these inserts, and that'll be coming your way next Wednesday.